Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. Overnight dates. Or fantasy suites, as some call them, if you lack couth in class. I'm an overnight dates man.
And I'm a fantasy suites man.
Yeah, you're just nasty.
You want to get down in the mud? I'll get down in the mud. You want to get roll around a little bit?
I bet. Well, I think the first fantasy suite was actually they did a little mud thing, mud wrestling. Who do you think's in the car now, in the finale? Did your mind change? We've said Daisy was in that vehicle all season.
I didn't say Daisy was in the... Daisy's in the vehicle coming to him to win, is what I've said.
Oh, well, then I've been thinking you've thought something
you've
else
thought
all
I
the time.
Daisy's going to get second place?
I think Daisy...
This whole time?
No, I don't even know what I thought anymore.
What do you think? I think... I'm sorry. I'm starting to think she's an actor, Rim. Some of the stuff she does is turning me off. It's turning me off. I think I have flipped a little bit. I think Daisy.
I just remembered. You haven't watched the end of the episode.
I don't
yet.
Know who's still here. I assume it's Kelsey and Daisy. I assume. I have to.
Here's
don't
a little behind
it.
Peek behind the curtain. AB,
don't
we have
spoil
to. We're
it.
Recording this in two parts. This is interesting. We're recording this in two parts.
I haven't seen the last
AB hasn't
20 minutes.
The episode, so that
I've seen all the dates. I haven't seen the last part.
No. Something happens in the last 20 minutes.
Okay.
That may affect your answer on that. I was wondering why you're taking so long.
Well, I've seen all the dates. I didn't think anything was going to come.
Something happens. Something happens
with the whole Kelsey note thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me wait for that before I give an answer then.
All right, after the break, AB will have seen the whole episode. We are in Tulum, Mexico with Daisy, Kelsey, and Rachel, all of whom are on the receiving end of Joey's falling love.
He hasn't told all of them.
He has
But Joey
only...
tells us
yes.
that he's falling for all of them, which doesn't mean a lot to me. If we're talking pyramids... If you say something to the camera, not to the person,
that's a notch lower, yeah. That's a separate pyramid almost.
That's almost a separate pyramid. It really has nothing to do. Unless you say it to the person, I don't really care.
No.
Okay? Especially the lead.
That's just storyline talk. To the camera stuff is just storyline talk.
Yeah. He read that off a cue card. Mm-hmm. Okay? He doesn't mean it.
Things would be going perfectly for Joey if not for this nagging feeling he's had all season that he'll give himself fully to one of those three, or maybe someone else, as someone in the mailbag proposes, only for that person to not want to be with him in the end. It happened with Charity. Who's to say it won't happen here? And my rebuttal is probably a quarter century of show history.
It's never happened. Yeah, the couples don't end up together. But the lead doesn't get dumped. When has the lead gotten dumped?
I think it's
Joey?
An unfounded fear.
You got to do some research. You got to look into the Bachelor history. This doesn't happen. There's no way you're getting dumped
at the proposal point.
Proposal. That's not happening, pal.
I don't know. I mean, they're making me think it might happen. They're making me think.
You're getting tricked by all this stuff. Not me.
In any event, Joey is under duress. Joey Sensitivity, mm-hmm. I call him.
Mr. Sensitivity?
Joey Holding Back.
Oh, Mr. Holding Back.
Joey Eyes Welling. He's having a rough go of it.
He's, yeah. It's the Horcrux thing, Rim. It's sucking the life out of him.
He can't explain it, but he just cries all the time now.
Yeah, it just takes a lot out of you when you got the weight of the world on your shoulders and you're trying to save the world.
Brief status report updates from all three. Let's go around the table. Daisy, falling in love.
Actually,
with
I'd prefer them not to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I've been watching all season. Don't treat me like I haven't been watching all season. Nobody's just picking up
Nobody's
right now.
Tuning in.
Nobody's picking up right now for Fantasy Suites, or that's a real hornball. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the viewer. You're talking about you're calling out hornball viewers.
If you haven't been watching all season, then you're like, ooh, the fantasy suites are on. Let
you know
me turn
what
it on.
There.
You're a creep. Okay.
Well, Daisy's falling
so
in
I don't
love
need
Joey.
This. I don't need this. No, we've all been here. If we're watching this episode this far, we have seen all of it. We know what's going on. Okay.
I like a little montage. I forgot about who was on the helicopter. I don't mind getting reminded of who was on the helicopter.
Okay. You like
Daisy
it.
Daisy is falling in love with Joey, and Joey, quote, feels the same way. We saw that moment from her hometown. Which I can say that's pretty big for a lead to say. Reciprocating almost. Yeah. I feel the same way.
I hate to be a stickler, but
you are being a stickler here. Someone, I did not expect this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what I would think in this situation. Let's say I say I love you, and the person to me says to me, "I'm feeling the same way." I'd be like, "Okay, well then say."
But they can't
say I love you then.
But they can't.
What you're not saying it because you don't feel that way.
But on the show, that's a big deal.
I don't think it is anymore. I think the leads can say I love you whenever they want, and they do it. It's common practice now. I don't think this isn't the old guard, Rim.
That's true.
There's no rules against that.
It reminds me of a Scrubs episode or maybe a multi-episode run. I think this was Scrubs, where JD had a girlfriend who didn't laugh. She just said, "That's so funny." And it would frustrate him. He would be like, "Why don't you just laugh?"
Is that Scrubs?
I don't know if it's Scrubs
or is that
or
some
not.
Other show. I know that. I've seen what you're talking about.
It's Friends.
Maybe that's Friends.
No way is it Friends. I didn't watch Friends.
I think it might be Friends.
It might be Friends. I wish it was. If it were Friends, that would bum me out. I would prefer if it
not.
Was Scrubs. I'm a Scrubs man.
No, that's gonna ruin my episode. I need to figure out who this is.
Unfocused now. Well, while you're looking that up, which is not something easily Googleable, I will say.
Sitcom where love interest
I'm gonna continue.
Says that's I'm gonna so funny instead of laughing.
Kelsey is falling in love with Joey, but she has not said that to him. Quote from Kelsey, and this would be funnier if you weren't distracted. It's grown and grown. It's Scrubs,
and even better, it's Mandy Moore.
Oh, wow. Great Google job
is the
by
girl.
You, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the first thing that popped up with my search. It was a great search.
Quote from Kelsey about her love for Joey. "It's grown and grown and grown. These feelings are just going to grow stronger and stronger and stronger." And then they cut off a fifth stronger. I'm pretty sure they edited out her fifth. She was going to say stronger for a fifth time. Maybe
well,
six,
how many are you
going
to let them go, Rim?
I would have stopped her at three, day. So it sounds reasonable. But she goes stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger.
Five strongers. That's crazy.
I would have cut a couple more strongers. There were more on the way. I could hear it.
Okay, we get it.
It's fucking strong, Kelsey. Or is it? Stay tuned for the end of the episode. Rachel is falling in love with Joey. Especially after that hand forehead thing. She was on the rocks before that, or on the fence.
Mm-hmm. The cheat code.
But is it too late to open herself fully to The Bachelor?
Yeah.
It probably is, but let's ask Susan.
Yeah, they answer.
Who just signed a 4-year extension with ABC for $100 million. Susan Mayfield.
$100 million, period.
Yeah. You know, I'm usually hesitant to say like so-and-so for the next lead or the next host or whatever. That's just getting caught up in the moment. And I'm not someone who does that.
okay, what are you going to say?
But Susan could really, I think Susan could actually fill a role like this. Like, this is what her job is, too. She talks to couples and counsels little bit, I imagine.
You're saying she should be brought in as a counselor for the couples.
There's a
sounding board to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's good at this, actually good, not just like, I like Susan, I like her on TV.
I do like Susan, and I do like her on TV, and
yeah,
I would
helps.
Like her to
that
be the lead.
Helps.
I want you to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also agree, whatever role we can find her.
There's room for Susan. You got to make spot.
Yeah.
Make room on your roster for her. And this was an effective consultation.
Mm-hmm.
We get a few details of some recent cheaters in Rachel's life.
Yep.
She feels that she consistently doesn't get picked, which, sadly, is, I think, on track to happen here.
Yeah,
as well.
Unfortunately, I was trying to figure out why they had Askin here. It wasn't Askin,
well,
but
it wasn't. Might as well then. Yeah,
might as well be. But then I thought, you know, if I was in a tough situation like this, I'd want to talk to Susan too. It's really so. I talked myself into it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I didn't mind this at all. This is normally something I would roll my eyes at. Oh, they're milking these ladies for all they're worth, but you know, they're popular people.
Popular, they're popular.
They added to this show.
Yeah, agreed.
And there's not a whole lot of drama going on. So this was a good filler segment.
We had to do something this episode.
Susan says, hey, you know, that's the past of the past. Quote, you got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. You know, Wayne Gretzky, Susan. So I like this segment. Anything else on this? I don't know if I'm disparaging this.
The next one I might have some things to say about, but you won't find me complaining about Susan being on my camera. You won't see that. Okay.
Rachel date daytime. You know, she does a leg wrap hug, but I don't
think
she wanted to.
I didn't know. Hesitant leg wrap hug?
I just don't think this is Rachel's style. Rachel's not
the leg wrap
jump hug person.
But she felt obligated to because of the show?
I think she felt like maybe this is what Joey wants, or this is me opening up, doing things out of character for me. She seemed to have little interest in this. Number one, she was too tall for him. Well, there's no speed up. There was no increase in speed as she got closer.
Are you saying she walked into it?
She walked into it. She walked,
she
and
walked
then like
into
kinda,
the leg wrap hug.
Kind of squat
That's
and jumped.
That's absurd.
Didn't get
like
very
she
high.
Bent down? Like she bent yeah, down she, and yeah. had to
she didn't leap into his torso.
She didn't run and leap.
No, she's fine.
Is that what you're telling me?
Walked up, hands
she
at her sides.
And then, like, kind of climbed him?
No, she jumped.
She jumped? Didn't get very
but
high,
it was,
you said. Unimpressive leg wrap is what you're saying.
Yeah, it didn't seem like she wanted to do it. I'm not questioning
maybe
her
she,
ability.
You know,
to
she
sky.
Probably was in her head. He's walking up.
No, he's
what
standing
should I do?
There. He's not walking.
Oh,
he was standing.
She's walking to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's walking up. She has a little time to think. Should I run? Should I jog? Should I briskly walk? What am I going to do when I get there?
She didn't
there?
Do any of that.
Okay. Yeah. It's too bad.
I would like to announce here and now that I will be donating my brain to science upon my passing. And here's why.
Why?
There is I have some sort of reality TV memento situation going on.
What'd you find this time?
I don't remember a lot of things, just like normal stuff, valuable, important things. But the moment I saw this cenote, I remembered this was on an episode of The Challenge All-Stars Season 2. This happened. They did a daily event here called Deep Dive.
Wow.
I don't remember who won the season. I don't remember the people in it until I went
but
back
you
and
remember
watched.
That cenote.
This was that cenote. They did a challenge here. I'm telling you. I looked it up.
I believe you. Okay?
Add that to the time that Charity and Dotton went on a date where they filmed Love Island.
What about
one
the one where they filmed Hancock? What was that?
Well, that's a different podcast, but yeah, there's the ludicrous State Farm commercial takes place in the kitchen of where they filmed Hancock, which is a 15-year-old
movie.
You
gotta donate to science. Wow, this brain is loaded
and
up.
And of course, they filmed the great film Guess Who at the same house where they shot Father of the Bride.
Of course.
Just a quick
incredible.
Top four.
Incredible.
Anyway, they were doing some stuff in a cenote. They were jumping in. And just like Kendall did on that episode of The Challenge, Rachel got hurt jumping into this. Messed up her jaw. What'd you make of this?
I was just getting ready to roast the height of the jumps. And, you know, I just hit delete.
Yeah.
Backspace.
That happens a lot.
Backspace. Whoops. Whoops. She broke her jaw. I got to fucking walk this back. I was about to go in rim.
Yeah. We thought maybe she's going to have to get, you know, it wired or something.
Yeah. Backspace. I'm not going to say that. Okay.
Rachel messed up her jaw.
Yeah.
Bad and was crying from the pain. Somehow got the go-ahead from the medic on site. Gave her a once-over. Rachel date hospital time.
I asked here, could this be a positive?
I thought ambulance it was a positive. Time,
and then realizing how much you care for someone when you see them get hurt, how scared that made you. Those type of feelings aren't feelings you're going to have with other people. It might catapult you past them. That's a catapult situation.
More travel possibly. Time off camera to the, you mm-hmm. said the ambulance time. There's a lot. They just have more time together. And this is a real life situation. You're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think Rachel still, even after this, has an uphill climb heading into the nighttime portion.
Probably.
At the nighttime, Rachel reveals that her serious relationships all ended.
Rachel was fine, by the way.
They were cheating on her. Yeah, we didn't mention that. She's okay. If you're not watching, she is A-okay.
This is just old, you know, you hurt something, you think it's worse than, you know, that's something, a feeling I've never had before. You panic, ends up not being anything.
She kept happens saying she was okay, but she wasn't opening her mouth.
She wasn't opening her mouth.
So there was a reason to get it checked out, certainly. But she was fine.
Yeah.
Just like that doctor said, that medic said on site initially.
Yeah.
Who I made fun of him at first, go get this clown out of here. Turns out he knew exactly what he was doing.
He knew exactly. He wasted like, no, all that
fine.
Time.
I can tell you're fine. Rachel says, I've been cheated on. When that arouses a weird feeling in her, knowing that Joey's going to be off on dates with others the week before they could get engaged. This, you know, sanctioned cheating kind of reminds her of that pain. What did you make about this conversation? And
I think it was just a lot for her. This whole thing has been a lot for her. A lot for her. Is this new? Has she not told him this information? I thought she had told him about the cheating thing before.
I don't know if she told him, but we got a taste of it at her hometown.
We knew about it.
Yeah, we knew that at least one person.
It seems like she's really struggling with letting down those walls, Rim.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And perhaps it's too late.
I don't think there's any perhaps about it.
Well,
that type of
along.
Concern, if you have that type of concern coupled with Joey's concern in withering health from Joey, it's just not going to work.
Another theory, maybe she knows that he likes others more.
Of
Probably
course.
Both of them more.
Of course that could always be the case.
And yeah. It's actually sad for her because she really likes him.
Because she does like him. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just a bummer. There's nothing you can do this late in the game to catapult her, especially since her jaw isn't broken.
Yeah, the jaw not being broken.
Or at least damaged in some way.
You go all the way there and then it's nothing?
If anything, it's kind
X-ray's
of
X-ray's clean. It's like when I took my daughter for her arm that one time and then
yeah, that's right.
It ended up being nothing.
It's like, you're kind of pissed.
I'm pissed. You understand how much this just cost?
Joey's not covering the bill, thankfully. But.
I know, but...
Just a high stress situation that spills over. Oddly enough, as Rachel talks about how she isn't opening up or whatever phrase you want to use, I do think she behaves the most naturally of anyone on the season. Her conversations are natural, as we pointed out. She says off the cuff things. They have
I wouldn't
a good
mind
rapport.
Rachel as the bachelorette. I'll say it.
She bawls and sucks in air. This was not just like letting a tear or two fall down.
No, she was
like,
crying.
She was like, you know, she was for real crying.
There weren't any concerns of her being an actress like I have with some other people that are still here.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I agree.
What do you think about Rachel for Bachelorette? You didn't comment.
Oh, sure. I love Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. You're in for that? I'm in for
I don't,
that.
I don't. It's not about the lead. Is it?
It's not about the lead.
As
right.
I always say, it doesn't, you know, that'd be great. Right. If she's not, I won't lose any sleep over it.
Yeah. Okay.
On that note, Rachel and Joey head off to the fantasy suite.
Joey says he could see a life with her.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Do you think her and
I wrote here I can see it. But I can
like
see a life
together.
With all of them is the real problem.
I can see I like all these couples. I like Joey and Rachel together. They have a good sense about them.
I like Joey and Rachel. I like Joey and Daisy. Well, I like them the least. And I like Joey and Kelsey. And I like Joey and Maria.
Joey and Susan? Joey and Rachel the next morning. Shoes on the floor. You know what that means.
Yeah. They didn't sleep in their shoes, right?
Yeah, they didn't wear their shoes to bed.
That's what that means.
Ooh. If it's not underwear on the floor, don't show it to me. I don't want to see it.
No one gives a fuck about those shoes being on the floor.
There's
Where
his
else
jacket.
The shoes go?
All right. He didn't sleep in his fucking
jacket. Put it in a drawer?
Jacket.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. Where did she didn't bring the box from the container store
the
that
shoes,
they go in.
That's totally the only place you'd put shoes, in fact.
But they were kind of close to the bed, suggesting that they just went straight to the bed, and who knows what happened from there.
They kick them off. Hotel rooms are small. I thought the accommodations were pretty lacking.
Well, except for one person got a pool.
I know.
A nearby pool, interestingly, with a pervert floor. Anyway, I like this couple. It's a shame they won't end up together.
Yeah, it really is.
She told him she loves him. I assume Joey reciprocated in some way that wasn't abhorrent, because they're in good spirits this morning. Nothing awkward between them. I do like the morning scenes. There are three places where they exchange official statements. They're in bed, and they say,
in bed.
Make a statement to each other there.
Breakfast.
Then they go to the balcony. Where they make another statement. It's almost
that
always
pre-breakfast.
That could be that's during breakfast. Balcony for a
part
coffee
of breakfast.
Or,
okay.
If they're shown making breakfast, then that's like a front runner thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Breakfast was prepared for them. They got a little English muffin and said coffee, so you could do 90 seconds together, and then they go out to the outside, the third station, where they say goodbye and make
down
another
the
statement.
Stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now me. I prefer when the lead turns around and yells, I love you, to the likely second or third place finisher.
I like that.
That's just what I like out of my leads. I love you, Rachel. Want the world to know. And then immediately goes to another date.
Yes.
But Joey doesn't do that, sadly. Kelsey's golden mentor is Leslie.
Hey, ladies, we got the Golden Bachelor ladies here to come see you. And Kelsey's like, wait, who do I get? And they're like, Leslie. And she's like, fuck. Oh, shit.
Leslie says, that's great you're in love with Joey, but just remember, he doesn't love you back, no matter what he says. He will disappoint you. No matter what he says, take it with a grain of salt. There are two others here as well. Keep that in mind. Never forget the other two people that you're competing with.
She's
you only have
salty.
A one-third chance of winning.
This is directed at Gary, not at Joey.
Good looks don't last either. Keep that in mind. And this is Joey with a stylist and makeup and coaching. All
don't
the nice things
that.
He says are fake, like that scoundrel Gary. The best thing you can hope for is heartbreak devastating enough that you'll get some bachelorette buzz. But ultimately, you'll be broken by the process and you'll never be the same. So keep your guard up and never give yourself fully
never.
To love. I think that's a quote.
Listen, it was too soon to have Leslie on here giving advice.
She's fucking hurting.
It was too soon. Okay? She's still heartbroken from the Gare man.
The heartbreaker. The heartbreak kid, Gary Turner.
The heartbreak kid. You gotta feel for Kelsey. You gotta feel for her. I got the runner up. It's been like 2 months. It was even a long time ago. He brought you out here to give me advice? What do I want your advice for? You lost. What can you tell me?
Kelsey says, coming into this, I was feeling really great, and then I talked to Leslie. None of these quotes are real, but that's basically the sentiment
that's
here.
That's basically what happened.
Leslie said, he probably doesn't love you. And if he says he does, he doesn't mean it. So keep your guard up.
Now, to be fair, Leslie is familiar with the worst spot you can have on this show. The first loser, and also not the Bachelorette, is the worst spot you can have.
We don't technically know for sure if she's not the Bachelorette. I will assume she's not.
I'm assuming she's not, but I don't know.
And if she is, I think maybe they tore up the contract after this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she'd be saying, I don't think that would have been her approach.
They would have had a more positive.
Yeah.
That's true. Anything else on Leslie's appearance?
Nope, I think you covered
infamous
it.
Infamous all-time go-down-in-history appearance. How about the daytime date?
That's just your classic boat. A little windy. Make out on the... What do you call that? The hood? What do you call the top of the boat? What the fuck is that?
I would assume the bow, the front bow, perhaps.
I don't know what it's called.
The boat?
I don't know. They sit up there, make out. Then they jump in the water. Clear as day. It's a beautiful date. One that I would enjoy.
Nothing
one
happened.
That a front runner gets a lot of time, though. I feel like.
It seems
nothing
short
happened
to me.
Here. No, nothing happened.
She wants to agreed. Say, I love you, but you can't because, as you mentioned, night. The wind, it's too windy. Not only do you have to wait until the nighttime, but the mics wouldn't even pick it up clearly here.
Yeah. And she's got to think about what Susan told her first, too.
Leslie,
excuse me.
Everything Susan would be different never. If they
Susan
switched the mentors.
Susan would never. Hmm. Yeah.
Let's move on to the nighttime then. One of the first things they talk about, Kelsey says, well, I talked to Leslie. And she told me she thought she had it in the bag with Gary, so she told me not to expect anything, but just to be hopeful. Which I felt like was an overly positive spin. I don't think Leslie told her to be hopeful. It was more like, you can hope if you want, you know, at your own risk.
I
just
wouldn't.
Don't get your hopes up. I would avoid that.
Leslie called you a piece of shit, Joey, just the heads up.
I think Leslie said, you're going to cheat on me?
Oh, my goodness.
Joey felt the same way with Charity. He was, you know, he's worried about opening up because maybe it could be taken away. So didn't want to get his hopes up too high there, or maybe he did and that hurt him.
This is a weird thing. They're kind of, they're connecting over...
Not really wanted to do this.
Heartbreak? But then Joey hasn't done... She hasn't been heartbroken yet, so it's kind of a strange thing to bond over. Her fear of something that happened... Joey got second, right? Did Joey get second?
Yes, yeah.
So her fear of ending up like Joey because of Joey.
Someone will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Kelsey's dad was thrilled to see them happy on her hometown. And that gave her kind of a boost heading into this week. And that's how she delivers her roundabout, I love you. Says, I told my dad that I loved you.
Yeah.
Kind of showing off the bona fides. I've loved you since we were in New Orleans.
Way back there.
Several
yeah.
days ago. And now I'm ready to tell you that I love you, Joey. Which is just what he wanted to hear.
And he was ecstatic. Okay. Ecstatic.
And he reciprocated.
Well, she said, I love you, right?
Yeah.
I am falling in love with you.
Fully.
Is what she's... Well, that's not I love you on the pyramid. So it's
I
not
think that
reciprocated
was,
in my eyes completely.
Not equally, but it's like a
it's
70,
not equally, 80%. But it's... Yeah. Yeah. He's just down a... He's down a floor.
Did Joey's reaction... Was this a reaction from Joey that made you realize what maybe
no,
we've been missing this whole time, their connection?
Yeah, their whole conversation made me realize, we were off here, but it wasn't our fault.
No, I agree.
It wasn't our fault, but no. I put it 50-50 at this point.
Put what 50-50?
Daisy Kelsey? I have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, this is a fairy tale love. Joey and Kelsey forever is what I wrote here after this reciprocation with an asterisk.
So this sold you.
I wrote here, good luck to him. I don't really see it, but to each their own.
Good luck to him.
good luck to
you, kid.
They seem to be in love. How about that?
I don't see it.
How about the next morning? What'd you make of this footage of the honeymooning couple?
They're making breakfast, having fun.
Living life forever and ever.
You know, this is everyday life for them moving forward.
At some point, I don't know how she got up there, but she was sitting on the island and they were making out. This Mr. and Mrs. Smith after the shootout in the kitchen, I'm pretty sure. Been a while since I've seen that movie, but I'm pretty sure that's how it went down.
There was an island for certain.
Well, and it was the sexiest scene in movie history, some are saying.
Absolutely. I would say that.
And I don't even remember it.
I have no idea what happens. I remember I've seen that movie and I thought, wow, that's the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Sweating.
And that stays with you. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's what this was to a degree.
That's the heat that they were showing?
No, not at all. I just wanted to make a joke.
Okay.
I mean, they were kissing on top of the island. It's really standard fare.
It's just that island island comparison is what you're going for.
Well, you know, sitting on the but getting sat up on the island to kiss the lead is kind of a, I don't know, that's not nothing.
That's something. It's certainly
him
something.
Him and Rachel said, top of the morning, have a good afternoon.
Yeah, you're right.
So Kelsey's feeling great after this, but keep in mind, Leslie told her it could all come crashing down at any minute. So no matter what you do, no matter what you say, always have that.
No matter what
he
says, most importantly, no matter what he tells you.
He's full of shit. Joey
Guess what Gary told me?
Same thing Joey's telling you.
Checklist. Huh? Checklist. This.
Sound familiar?
I'm falling in love with you. I love you. Want to go to Fantasy Suites? That's what Gary told me. You wouldn't believe what Gary told me behind closed doors either. He told me all this. And then that's what Joey said too. And she's thinking back. Wow.
Joey's a scumbag. He's gonna scoundrel liar.
Joey's going to Gary me.
Think he's perfect? I thought Gary was perfect.
I thought Gary was perfect. He would never do that to
never
me.
Never put a foot wrong. Never said anything out of turn.
I was blindsided.
Remind you of anybody? Maybe Joey?
Does that remind you of anybody?
Are you
Golden
Joey?
Boy.
Yeah.
Basically, just a younger Gary. That's Joey.
So,
man,
keep that in mind. Kelsey. Let's take a quick break, after which AB will have seen the entire episode. Perhaps his perspective on one of the contestants will change. Stay tuned.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
AB, seen the full episode now.
Yep.
Can't wait to discuss what you think of that ending, if you think it's something or is it nothing.
I don't know. No. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Well, with that in mind, let's move to Daisy's date. Or at least her golden mentor time with Sandra. Sandra says, "You seem like a sweet girl, but remember, life will wear you down and crush your spirit. There will be more dark days than happy ones, and today might be one of those dark days. Guard yourself, and know that you are always on the brink of losing everything." And Joey's not who he says he is. That's not what Sandra said. That's what Leslie would have said that.
Leslie would have said that.
What do you think of Sandra? Anything here?
No, there's nothing there.
Okay.
I like Sandra, though.
Yeah, Sandra's great.
I do like Sandra, and I like these segments.
I do, too.
They added something to the episode.
I do, too. This is
something
that I would
make fun of.
Something that was
necessary.
This was good.
This was needed.
I think having the Golden Ladies on here, with all their wisdom and experience, not just on the show, but in life, it adds, like, legitimacy to these relationships.
Well, also, we make fun of when the leads and the past contestants come and show up to give their advice. It's like,
What
are they going to tell you? They're like 28 years old. Yeah. You get a 70 or, 75-year-old in there? Yeah, you got some shit to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find me disparaging that. But if a 28-year-old comes to tell a 25-year-old some advice, no thanks.
For the record, Leslie's advice is like logical.
Leslie's advice was great.
However, it just really
it
brought the whole mood down. Yeah, maybe.
It might have saved her.
But it just didn't feel, it felt totally out of place on.
Well, yeah.
That's just not the advice you want to hear.
Get them to not. Yeah, that's not the advice the show would want her to tell, I would think.
No, you know what it's like? It's like that one, I forgot the character's name, in The Truman Show, where she's like, I'm going to tell Truman what's really going on. Like, Leslie came in from the outside. She's like, yeah, listen, it's not real. You're going to get your heart broken. Get out while you still can.
And they're whisking like, her away.
What's going on? Yeah, they're pulling her out of there.
But Jim sees them pulling her away. Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Daisy date daytime. Don't let fucking Daisy get a little steamy on your ass.
Woo! Woo-wee, that was steamy.
Girl.
God damn, I wasn't expecting that.
They had music going like Daisy invented the pre-date kiss. She was like, hold on. And then they kiss, and she was
okay,
like, oh,
that's
wow.
That's where she lost me. She goes, actually, I have one more thing. And then makes out with Joey. Like, that's where I'm like, okay.
That's the one that made you...
That seemed like acting to me. Okay?
Well, you've said that before. So that's feeding into what you already...
Yeah.
I
had an eye for it. And then that, it just seemed like a line.
It was.
But we'll see.
ATVing. Thankfully with helmets and goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Just another noisy activity for a Daisy date. I think next they're gonna drive down the highway with the windows down. Try to have a conversation.
Chainsaw logs.
Yeah. Cut to Kelsey A. Sad in her hotel room.
Sad. Leslie's probably. They didn't show. Leslie's probably off camera feeding her more advice.
It's revealed here that the Leslie conversation was not just a throwaway. It actually derailed the entire season.
I wonder if she saw Leslie maybe down at the hotel lobby or something.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't lying. You know, from afar.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Daisy's said she...
Having the time of her life.
Never felt more sure of anything than she does feel about Joey. Do you buy that from her if you think she's doing lines? Do you think she's faking her feelings for Joey?
I'm not out on Daisy. I don't want it to come across as that. I just have my eyes on her. Okay? I am concerned. I'm just slightly concerned that she's not here for the right reasons. I'm not certain. I'm just slightly concerned. And some of the stuff she says comes off as fake to me.
That's a good answer.
Maybe that could just be nerves. It could be a lot of things. It could be she's, you know, tricking him. One of two things. She's either tricking him, and she's wanted to be the bachelorette the whole time.
Oof. Turns your stomach, okay? The thought.
There's that. Or maybe she's just nervous, and, like, things come off a little weird.
Awkwardly. Okay. Well, that's a good answer. The reason I asked is to gauge how far you're willing to take this theory. If, like you said, you're out on Daisy, which you're not.
I'm not willing to take it anywhere yet.
You're toying with
I'm
it.
I'm tossing things up. Out.
You've got a little Play-Doh. You're trying to say, like, what can you make this into? It might be nothing. It might just be some Play-Doh.
Might throw it in the garbage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might be nothing.
Daisy and Joey have a little chat after the ATVing. Daisy makes Joey feel whole. They talk a little bit about her hometown. He doesn't want to hold back expressing his feelings to her. Next activity is just showering, skin to skin.
Make out shower. Mm-hmm. Steamy. Steamiest scene of the season by far.
Well, you thought Daisy was a goody two shoes? Let's
not
curveball.
Today. Not today.
Mm-mm.
Never that. Range.
Yeah. Actress range.
Actress range. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Daisy making a lot of strong affirmative statements to the camera.
Falling deeper and deeper in love and always wants him to be a part of her life.
Which, if you want to do a little spin zone, might be. We're not spending our lives together, but, you know, I would be sad if I no longer had any contact with Joey, you know, be friends after this. I think something Daisy mentioned with Sandra, and she mentioned on her hometown, was this experience has changed my life. I look at myself differently. I carry myself with confidence now after my implant. And that kind of stuff does make me think Daisy is willing to leave on her own. Secure in her experience on the show, it having been beneficial to her life.
You could see her leaving.
Yes.
She left Are you suggesting that she is in that van?
Yeah.
That has caused Joey to break up like this. The other thing to think about with that whole Joey thing that doesn't really make sense and why I think it's completely
overblown.
Whoever did this is second place, right? They're the first person that probably came out of the van. So they're going to get second place anyways. It doesn't make sense for the second place person. Unless we're thinking that the first place person leaves. That's the only thing that makes sense to break up Joey like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So end up with no options.
Joey shows up the second place. What I've thought all along is the second place person is causing. Maybe I've talked myself back into it. Maybe it's the first place person. Maybe it's his winner after he's already let the second place person go.
And
it wouldn't make sense
nobody.
For him to be that upset about his second place person if the winner is still there that he's going to meet in a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
What you were saying right there before was you think Daisy got second, right?
Yes.
I'm suggesting that's not really possible based on...
Well, we could agree that the Joey moment that they keep showing...
It's just not that big a moment. Either that or it's the first place person probably.
That would be nutso.
And that would be
Joey
nutso.
Ended up alone.
Joey's been going this whole time... Talking about how someone doesn't want... I don't want that because I like Joey. I want that.
Hold of yourself, Eddie.
Get real. I want that. You want eyeballs on TVs?
I want that because it would also... I'm a big fan of like making big hullabaloos going in on the show itself and the people who make it. If they did that to Joey,
if they made
it seem like, oh, Joey, who do you want to pick? And he goes, I want
to
pick Daisy.
They'd have to
and
give
they
him
did
another
that
season.
Knowing Daisy was going to leave. He should sue them. That's the angle I would take.
They'd have to give him another season if that happens to him.
Well, there would be support for that as well. People wouldn't want Joey part
we
two.
Need, actually, we need The Bachelorette to not happen right now. We need an immediate second Joey season this May. That'd be the
just everyone
outcry.
Stay here.
We need a second Joey season immediately. Wow. Now my head's spinning. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm totally lost. Daisy date, nighttime. Daisy's last relationship was great in some respects, but the person... would shut her down when she expressed her feelings, when she expressed herself at all. Not Joey. Joey relates to her a little bit, in fact. He says, I had this relationship when I was in Hawaii. I didn't do as well as I should have. I didn't make her feel as special as she wanted to feel. So they are both opening up about some insecurities they have.
He also had the line, a good line, I'm scared people will fall in love with the idea of Joey the Bachelor and not Joey the person. That's absolute bars, okay?
Joey the Bachelor is perfect in every
perfect.
Way.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect.
Joey the guy probably isn't. I would venture to guess.
I would assume.
I like that. I like that sentiment. I feel like Joey probably gets the sense that he is being built into this standard that is impossible to live up to in real life.
The idea of him instead of who he actually is.
Yeah.
Which we never get who the actual lead, the full story, obviously. We can't. But I've never heard a lead really talk about that.
It's been a while. Then Joey tells Daisy, unprompted, that he's falling in love with her. What did you make of that? Yeah.
That just seems like a bigger deal to me than the Kelsey thing.
That was your reaction. Is
unless Spin Zone, he has to say that now because
he said it to Kelsey. Yeah.
That's but in the moment, I took it as more. Yeah, this is the JoJo Ben Higgins rule. I already said I love you to someone. Producers told you. Now you got to say it to everybody.
You don't get the sense that that's what happened here.
I didn't in the moment that I thought of that right now. But
this seemed real to me. It seemed real to me.
They were going, you know, they're going back and forth with love talk and love things.
And he mentioned it earlier in the day too. He says, I don't want to hold back with Daisy anymore.
Yeah.
The fake bolts of lightning after he said that was Kelsey hearing it from afar. Kelsey and Leslie commiserating over broken hearts down at the hotel lobby bar.
I can't wait for Joey to break Kelsey's heart and Leslie to be there. Told you.
on the set.
Tried telling you.
Come here, Leslie. Hugging her. Or come here, Kelsey. Yeah, hugging Kelsey hugging while her. She looks at Joey and points at him and says, fuck you, Joey.
Tried telling you.
Anyway, on the way to the fantasy suite, Daisy and Joey walk by Rachel rolling her bags down the hallway. I don't know if you saw that scene. Next morning, nothing can bring Daisy down. They're falling in love with each other. They're not in love, but, you know, heavy are falling.
Are you concerned we still haven't really seen much of them, why they like each other, what they have in common, or what they're going to do post-show? No conversations about anything ever.
No, this ain't my first.
Are you concerned about that?
I'm not expecting that kind of stuff. I think I know why Daisy likes Joey.
Why?
Because she's because
is she
of this
in love
whole
with Joey
experience.
The Bachelor?
No,
is
she's in love with she loves this experience so much, and Joey's been there for so that thing she said in her hometowns.
Oh, that
I love who I am now because of this whole thing and Joey.
Because of Joey. So are you suggesting that that's not real? She doesn't really love Joey. She likes the idea of what Joey has done for her.
Yeah, and you've also planted the idea that she's an actor in my head. Now I can't let go of that. Everyone and their mother is telling me in the mailbag that Kelsey, I don't see what there is with Kelsey, so there must be something there.
Now, I will say this, Rem.
Yeah.
Reddit came out with a Daisy music video. She was in some rapper's music video or something, and singing in it or something, or rapping. Maybe she was rapping. I think I've watched a little bit of it.
How does that change your view? That sounds great.
Doesn't change my view. Doesn't change it.
Doesn't change my view either.
I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with doing stuff
being
before,
in a music video.
There's nothing wrong with doing stuff before you get on The Bachelorette.
So the implication is that that's
the
a
implication
wrong reason.
She's wrong reasons. She's here for the wrong reason. She's here to.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
You know, as long as you don't make your thing on the show, like every time we see you, you're trying. You got your music going. The fact that she hasn't. Even I didn't know she was a musician is a positive. This is actually a positive. So I'm just wanted to point that out. This isn't why I think she's an actress. How she comes off to me is a little bit, but I don't actually take that as a negative that she's been in. She's a musician and does music stuff.
Thank you for pointing that out. And like you, I will discard that information.
Please do.
Completely.
Just wanted to note that that's out there and I've discarded it.
Pass.
And it's not. And it's not weighing on me when I say she's an actress. It's really not.
No.
Okay. No. That's all.
The next morning with Daisy and Joey's cut short because Kelsey is haunted by Leslie's warning. She wants to tell Joey something. What it is, we don't know. First, she goes by his room. No luck. He's still on the date with Daisy.
If this is just I love you again... I'm going to lose it, Rim. I'm going to fucking lose it.
My prediction is...
I think there's a very good chance it's just I'm entirely in love with you. I'm in love with you.
They made it seem like she has some sort of reveal to make. Like, by the way, I have a kid.
Yeah, what would it even be?
No, it's. I think she's just going to say this concern. And Joey will... Not even I love you. Just like, you know, Leslie made me think something. And then he'll reassure her to a degree. And then we'll go on to the finale as normal. That's what I'm expecting here.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kelsey's playing ball.
Yeah, she's playing ball.
To get this whole scene. This is a scene.
I have something
Joey's
to tell
not
Joey,
there.
But he's not there.
Leave.
Maybe
why
I should
wait.
Why should I? Maybe I should write this information on the stationery with an envelope right here on my table, my coffee table in my room.
He'll be back pretty soon. Just wait right here.
Stand around.
Just stick around. It was just a whole thing. Great job with the not having the camera there. Well, those are fake cameras, but they're not. Those aren't like actual security cameras. But they had the security camera. The quality was way too good for actual security cameras. But they made it look like it was the security cameras catching Joey in a real, you know, behind the scenes moment, which I loved.
Well. You know he knew he was being filmed because he opened it right there. If you get a note that's stuck wedged in your hotel room door, you go, oh my God, what the fuck is this? You go inside and then you open
you
it
You go
and
inside
read it.
And you lock the door. What if there's a fucking killer after you and the note's from the killer?
I can see you, Joey.
If you get a note.
Well, it may have been sealed with a kiss, now that I think about the envelope.
Now that I think about it, I might not want to go inside because the killer might be there. My first thought is killer, okay? That's my first thought.
He opens it up.
I'm calling for security, security. So yeah, you're right. It wasn't fake. You didn't think it was a killer.
The cameras reminded me a bit of at the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Airbnb when they're in San Diego when Heather Gay and Jen Shah, when Jen Shah punched Heather Gay, but they conveniently didn't have that footage, but they had like the someone broke in. And what I'm saying by that I mean they weren't real security cameras.
Yeah, they're all fake.
So that's where I think that's the we're going to start next episode.
I mean, what is it going to be?
I don't think Kelsey's leaving. I don't think
Why
that's it at all.
Why would she leave? She leave? There's no reason to leave.
Unless she's really fully convinced because of what Leslie said, but I don't think that's the case.
But Leslie didn't say to leave. She just said be aware that this could happen.
Head on a swivel.
She didn't say to leave. Like, you've always known that you could not win this season potentially. There's no way she's leaving. Can we just agree on that? There's no way.
I agree. They're going to have a regular rose ceremony.
So this is
going to
be very disappointing.
Yes.
Very disappointing. Whatever happens, I'm certain we'll be disappointed. Okay?
Well, that's why we set our expectations low. My prediction for the finale?
Just like Leslie. We're following Leslie's advice.
My prediction is Kelsey wins. Daisy leaves.
Prediction time.
Yeah, I'll do a prediction for the finale right now, which I believe is in 2 weeks.
It is. Women Tell All is next. Find out how things play out between Joey and Kelsey and Women Tell All.
Yeah. My prediction. Daisy is going to get second. She will be first out of the limo, as you discussed earlier, and she will reject Joey at the proposal point. And I think the clip
that doesn't make
Joey,
sense. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I think
if
we
she's the first out of the limo, what is she rejecting?
She won't
he's
even.
Not,
no,
he's
she's
not
just
offering her marriage. Right?
I know
you can't quit before I fire you.
That's exactly what's going. I think will happen. She's not rejecting. She's not rejecting a proposal. I'm saying she shows up and she says,
and just leaves.
"Joey, I don't think you know. I don't see it with you."
Why
blah,
would
blah,
that
blah.
Break him
and
up that, so bad? Then
it doesn't break him up that bad. We see a 5 second clip of him going,
yeah,
"Like, whoa,
so
that
he's
was
not
fucking
that broken
nuts.
Up."
He's
not
like
not that
crestfallen.
Up.
He's not thinking I'm going to be alone now. He's just saying like. That's probably never happened. Someone shows
so that's
up
part
to
of
the
your prediction
ending.
Is that they've been tricking us this whole time. Good prediction.
And then Kelsey shows up and wins. Happily ever after. The idea that Joey ends up alone and the person he chose, if the person he chose or proposed to is Daisy or Kelsey or whoever, and they rejected them after that proposal when there's no one else left, he would be in way worse shape than what we're being shown on these previews.
And
it'd be the end of his life as he knew it. He's been living in this bubble the whole time. That would be the worst possible thing. This is just like a guy who's kind of like, damn, that was weird.
God damn.
What the fuck was that about? She showed up and told me off. Didn't expect to see that coming. That's it.
I think I like your prediction.
And then we get Daisy like the, you know, taking her fate into her own hands. Daisy, you know, taking control. Daisy being
full bachelorette.
Full bachelorette. Daisy better for having been on the show. The rare situation
monologue.
Where that occurs.
Daisy monologue in the...
Yeah, Daisy Ferreira.
In the Tahoe.
A speech that goes down in history that everyone refers back to. A watershed moment in franchise. If you want to take it that far, that's what
I
happen.
Will. I
yeah,
would
let's
like
do it.
To.
Daisy second, Kelsey wins. That's my prediction.
Well, you gotta... I want to pick Kelsey too, but most of it is because the people that are spoiled that told us we're dumb. Like, it's creeped into my head.
You know what else is creeped into my head?
And I think it's creeped into yours, frankly.
Well, we're about to get to the mailbag. The mailbag, I don't even remember what the question is because the mailbag is full of people denying that they're spoiled. I don't know how many people we accuse individually, but we've got like dozens of, I'm not spoiled. Stop telling me I'm
spoiled. I think
we
made the blanket statement. Basically, if you think Kelsey's going to win, you are spoiled.
That's right.
That's what we said last
If you
week.
Made any comment
and
about
I
Kelsey going
that.
Far, I agree. None of these people changed my mind about them in these responses.
This is genuinely one of the biggest toss-ups I can remember in franchise history, if we're being honest. I truly, truly couldn't pick unless you put a gun to my head.
Well, let me
Let's
do
say
that.
You did.
Let me
Let's
do that.
Let's say
then.
You have put a gun to my head, though.
Rim, gun owner, noted gun owner Rim, pulls out his gun and puts it on AB's temple. That cold steel forcing you to choose.
I think I would still have Daisy winning the season. And Kelsey. Rim just made a sign that he shot me in the head.
Okay. I don't believe what you're selling. I think Daisy wins. Come on.
I really do.
That's what you're coming with? Gun to your head?
I think Daisy wins. I think she wins. I still do. I think Daisy wins. Maria's the bachelorette. And Kelsey is second place. The one who he had to send home and really, you know.
Yeah, it was a tough breakup.
Send him off the edge. It was a tough breakup, having to break up with
Okay,
with her.
I like that theory too.
That's what I think. But
Could go either way. Either one of our predictions could be right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing we are both correct on is that Joey is not getting left with nobody.
That's ridiculous.
It's not happening. I'd bet my podcast career on it.
Yeah.
And the finale will be disappointing because of that. That's one thing I'm certain of.
You have this actor thing with Daisy. We have both felt that Kelsey, prior to the last couple of weeks, was kind of an under-shown contestant. You were thrilled with the Charity Dotton Happily Ever After. Will either of those Happily Ever Afters make you feel that way, or even close?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if he picks Daisy and it's Happily Ever, you'll love it.
Yeah. Okay. I like them. I like Daisy. I don't want you to think I don't like Daisy.
You do. I have put you in a position kind of on your heels. You have to defend that.
I have to defend myself. I don't have a problem with actors and actresses showing up here as long as they eventually end up being here for the right reasons. You know, if you show up and you're like, double my Instagram followers, but then you fall in love.
What a great
eventually
experience.
End up with the person. What do you? I don't care. I was just going to ask you something. Oh, I wasn't going to ask you something. I was going to make a statement. This is a huge Meet the Families episode.
Oh.
I'm very excited
for
this.
We're both assuming
Rachel
will not be meeting the family. That's what we're operating under.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. No disrespect.
Of course. No disrespect at all. Of course. When Kelsey and Daisy meet the family, there's a lot of moving parts there. Number one, is the uncle going to be there? Who's he going to see Joey more... real Joey around? Is there going to be any acting stuff there with people put on a show with the families? Oh, yeah. Is there going to be something like that with Daisy? I got my eyes on a lot of different places, and I'm very excited for the Meet the Families.
It might make a difference in how Joey...
I agree.
...actually chooses. Usually doesn't, but it might here.
Yeah. I could see that he maybe doesn't have his mind made up yet. Mm. I could see that with how close these two are in my mind.
Good comment. Good statement.
Yeah. it was.
Mailbag 773-234-7794. This week's question was, I don't remember. Whatever we asked did not seem to matter. Most of the responses are just people claiming they're not spoiled, making predictions, and then randomly mentioning who they want for the Bachelorette. That might have been the question. 530 area code says, Maria is my pick for Bachelorette. She's fiery, confident, and has the chance to capitalize on the success of Golden Bachelor / Joey season and further reinvigorate the franchise. I think she would give us the best TV. Additionally, she has the best style of anyone on the show to date. 530, that's a bold claim that I'm not willing to counter right now, but the best style of anyone on the show ever? However, 530 says, I worry that Daisy will be the Bachelorette. Her storyline and edit is prototypical Bachelorette. The show has set her up to have the clear narrative preceding Bachelorette nominations. Maria's iconic Phoenix ascent from 2-1-1 to hometowns is a more complicated story to tell and feels incongruent with the Bachelorette narrative we usually see. That said, I sincerely hope it's Maria. She's got organic grassroots support like I haven't seen since Gabby Windy. Thank you, 530. 470 area code, the only way the season can be redeemed.
What?
Is if what Joey is saying has never been done, as never having been done before, is that he lets both of his final two down and then runs and goes to find Maria to live happily ever after. The man was doing cartwheels on a ferry in a raincoat at Niagara Falls. Thank you, 470. I'm not expecting
wow,
that.
That would be something.
It would be.
Are people not liking the season?
No, I don't get that sense based on the other responses here.
Okay.
I think that was mostly to set up the Maria gag.
Hmm. Okay.
314 area code. My sleeper bachelorette pick is Lexi. Her endometriosis would give the season a built-in storyline and make an engagement more serious. I'm hoping it would lead to a quick marriage after an engagement and give some more credibility to the show. Otherwise, I think Maria would be really fun and would do a great job at making the contestants act like themselves the way she did with Joey. Great point, 314. Morgan from Louisiana, last week when y'all were talking about the GOAT dramatic hometowns, you didn't mention Hannah Brown / Jeb's date. That is peak drama, and I think about it all the time. To refresh your memory, the People magazine article had already dropped while the season was airing, so Batch Nation watched in horror as Jeb brought... Now, so Morgan keeps referring to Jed as Jeb, and I don't know if that's like a thing I'm not aware of, as if Jeb is like some jab
joke at
him.
A joke at Jed?
Yeah. His name was Jed, but unless...
Was it Jed?
It was Jed. Jed Wyatt. There was no Jeb.
I was thinking it was Jeb.
No. So I don't know if Morgan is mistaken, like Jeb, or if this Jeb is Bush. Like a term people use for, I don't know if that's a thing, I don't know, an inside thing.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
When Batch you Nation, said Jeb, when you were reading Jeb, I said,
yeah, you didn't blame.
I didn't think of anything of it. Mm.
So Batch Nation watched in horror as Jeb brought Hannah to meet a house full of people who knew that guy had a girlfriend and just came on the show to boost his music career. The conversations were incredibly cold and strained, and poor Hannah had no idea until weeks after she accepted his proposal. That was good. Thank you, Morgan.
Man, Jed Wyatt is only 30.
That's crazy.
It's like Luca's only 25. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's been in my life for a decade.
Yeah.
2 decades, I would have guessed.
Or like De'Aaron Fox 30? Is like 26 or something.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's been in the league for 10 years.
what are you talking about? Stunning. He just posted about his 30th birthday.
I mean, that is...
What the hell?
That's something. 818 area code, honest to God, unspoiled Kelsey A opinion. I've had her pegged as my number one for a few weeks now, and here's my reason why. I'm relatively new to the franchise, and when my wife and I would watch older seasons, I never wanted to know who the winner was beforehand. The one exception was Ari's season, because we had watched Becca's first. Watching things play out, knowing Becca was the winner, I was shocked at just how little screen time she had. Becca was pretty much buried in the season edit until about the same time as the emergence of Kelsey A and Joey season. Interesting analysis. I think if the lead has a strong, albeit unremarkable for TV, connection with someone who goes all the way, the only option producers have is to bury the winner in the cut until they can't hide it anymore. Joey and Kelsey A have the chemistry. Producers just don't have the footage for an interesting journey. Thank you, 818. Unspoiled, honest to God, unspoiled Kelsey A opinion from 818.
If you took the oath saying you're unspoiled and then you're spoiled, that's something you're going to have to take up
with
someone
else. Yeah, you're
going
to have to look at yourself
in
the mirror. Yeah.
That's not me.
Exactly.
You don't answer to me. Okay. This season, Hannah's season, what a special cast, Rim. Jed, the winner. Tyler Cameron, second place. Peter Weber, third. Luke Parker, fourth. Mike Johnson, sixth. That is a special, special cast. That's like the 2003 fucking draft. Yeah. LeBron and D-Wade in them. Like, holy cow.
I would put Jed as Darko.
Yeah.
608
sure.
area code.
For sure.
608 area code. I'm not spoiled, I promise. I just think Daisy is too obvious to be the winner. Marin from Minnesota predicts Joey proposes and the winner... parentheses, who I don't know because I'm not spoiled, denies the proposal because it's so rushed, but she wants to continue to date, and Joey gets upset because if they were confident, they'd say yes, and they'd go their separate ways, but rekindle off-screen and are happily together today. I kind of like that. That's the old Bachelor in Paradise, like a couple couples one season left Bachelor in Paradise without going to overnight dates, And then, you know, they're like married with kids now.
Yeah.
Laura from DC, this is my prediction for what Joey's referring to when he says this has never happened in parentheses, and I swear I don't know spoilers. I think by the time we're down to the final two, Daisy is the runner-up and knows it, just like Gabby from Zach's season. But instead of just saying it to the limo driver and producers, I think Daisy tells Joey at the final rose slash proposal site that she knows it's not her and basically beats him to the punch. He was always going to choose Kelsey, but he's still super upset because technically this is Daisy not choosing him, aka his biggest fear, Jen for Bachelorette. Thank you, Laura. That's kind of where I'm at with my
prediction. That story. Yeah.
Although
I could see that.
My wrinkle is that I don't think Daisy knows she's runner up. I think she thinks she's probably rejecting him. The final boss rejection.
Do you think rejecting the lead sets you up to be the Bachelorette?
It all depends on how you do it.
Have we ever seen that?
I don't think so.
I can't remember that happening.
Andy Dorfman usually gave Juan Pablo a bit of the business.
She did give him the business. The absolute business.
But this wouldn't be the business.
It almost... The reason why I asked that is in my head, it almost is anti-Bachelorette. That's going against what they've done in the past. Not saying what they should do. The Bachelorette is usually born from heartbreak. Mm-hmm. If you're breaking up with him, it can be heartbreaking, but the heartbreaking story, I'm not going to be feeling that bad for the person that broke up with the other person.
No, it would be a different angle. It would be Daisy walks off and it's, this is my fight song. And it's like Daisy, she gets
she's actually driving the Tahoe. Yeah, exactly. She's driving the Tahoe with her fist out the window.
Down. Daisy drives all the way to the
Bachelorette house.
Exactly. They would show
right up from
the
Mexico.
Final scene in the credits would be her pulling up in the Bachelor Mansion in the Tahoe, wearing the same dress. This is from Jennifer in Pittsburgh. I enjoyed your discussion about Daisy's dad being the oldest Brandon ever. My husband, Brandon, is 55 and met another Brandon until the post-90210 Brandons were born in the 90s. My husband was named after Marlon Brando, thankfully.
Is he the first Brandon?
Because he was going to be named after Elvis. Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, well, congrats. Your husband is the oldest Brandon to exist. 55 is
That's the oldest Brandon we've ever heard of.
Later in the clubhouse.
And the, a reason for the name, which I'd never, I don't,
yeah.
I just thought, where did that originate, I wonder? Was it that? Was it him?
Marlon Brando?
Yeah, Marlon Brando.
No idea. All I know is 55 is...
55 is the
top
oldest
of the
Brandon.
Pops right now, yes. Thank you, Jennifer.
I feel like someone commented in the Facebook group that there might be an older Brandon.
Well, we'll find out. It's like the oldest living person.
Go,
like, it changes all
the
time.
Go ahead and read the next one. I'm
That's
gonna
it. 773-234-7794.
Oh, here we go. Oldest Brandons. Oh, here we go, Ram.
I don't want a factual view of this.
This is a funny one.
Okay.
This is from Daniel in the Facebook group, which is popping. Absolutely popping.
10,000 members strong.
Come on. If you aren't in there, you're crazy.
Rose Cassation.
The pod got me thinking about the oldest Brandons. Shout out to Brandon Tartikoff, who would be in his 70s now. He starred as himself in one of my favorite Saved by the Bell episodes ever. No Hope with Dope. Brandon Tartikoff, Rim. In his 70s.
Well, rest in peace, Brandon Tartikoff. Sorry to Jennifer and her husband. A little short.
He's not the
run.
Oldest Brandon.
At the top.
It's actually the guy.
Maybe oldest living.
The Saved by the Bell. The oldest living Brandon. Now there's something.
Yeah, that's something to track. Do you have a question for next week? 773-234-7794.
I had one. I just did it.
There won't be
ago.
Much episode recap. So
I want to know if people are liking the season, Rim.
Okay.
I don't know the general. I guess I thought people were liking it, but I don't know why I thought that.
I think so.
I like it.
773-234-7794. I assume you have no headline?
No.
My power rankings are unchanged.
Kelsey A, number one,
Daisy, number two, Rachel, number three.
I had Daisy, Kelsey, Rachel, right?
You had Daisy, Kelsey, Rachel. Yeah. We're both unchanged. And
holding strong.
Yeah. Real TV Fantasy League scoring update and a sticker winner for this episode. Derek is Imperfect is still dominating the season by about almost 140 points. So go ahead and pick out your t-shirt, Meredith T. For the episode, 94 people tied with 197 points last episode. No surprise, there aren't that many combinations you could choose anymore. I'm going to suggest that you can do a power-up. You can double up. You can choose one person to double down on points-wise. I'm going to do that to the. I'm going to send that to the app creator. I think that's a good idea
for
me.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea, in fact.
The curly hairs from Victoria M. Congratulations, Victoria. You've won a sticker. Send us a message on Instagram or in the mailbag, 773-234-7794.
Congratulations.
And we will get you a sticker. Okay, AB, anything else?
No.
We made our predictions. We are both have our expectations low for how the Kelsey thing will play out next week. Anything in particular you're looking forward to about Women Tell All?
I guess they're doing the other part. No. Well, I guess Maria again. We get to see her. I wonder if they announce The Bachelor. Or if they'll wait till it'll be telling. If they announce it next week, it's probably Maria. If not, it's we even talked about Kelsey being The Bachelor. What do you think about that?
I don't see
Can't see it.
I'm sorry.
I can't see it. I can't either.
Again, I don't really care who the lead is. I would be surprised if Kelsey were The Bachelorette.
We say that all the time. It doesn't really matter who the lead's going to be, but it's got to...
You got to earn it to some
degree.
You
have to put in a little work. You got to have a little...
I don't think Joey did. Joey wasn't...
Pizzazz.
Joey wasn't a pizzazz man on Charity Season. He's been way more of a pizzazz man as the lead.
I think we were a little disappointed when he first got picked.
Or at least I was nonplussed.
Yeah, that would be the same thing for Kelsey. Joey did good, so maybe Kelsey would do good.
Yeah, depends on how well they can hide that earpiece.
We might look back at this cast and say, a special cast.
Okay, I think we're going to do like the 01 draft or whatever the Kenya Martin draft was.
This could be 03. This might be 03 again.
Wow.
No, there's nothing I'm really looking forward to on Women Tell All.
We'll probably do a short episode because there will be something to discuss with the Kelsey thing.
Yep. Unless there's not.
No, we'll do it anyway. We'll do it anyway. We'll get that sweet ad money, AB. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.